I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson
and Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip of our show. Guys, we fucked the anti-slut shaming podcast with very special guest Fortune Feimster.
If you're in Coney Island tomorrow, the 14th of November, come see us at come just Google it, Coney Island Horrors, and
it's a drive-in show.
Yeah.
You can probably get tickets through Stand Up New York Comedy Club.
Yes, and Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, November 19th through the 21st. Baltimore, Maryland, Magoobies, November 27th and the 28th. Corinne Fisher and I will be there. So see us and enjoy this clip with our interview with Fortune Feimster.
Yeah, well, I had a whole other element where I was gay, but I didn't know it.
And you didn't know it. Okay.
I didn't know it. I wasn't in the closet. I just legitimately did not know it.
That's so fascinating.
So were you gay then? Were you gay if you didn't know it?
No, I guess I was just kind of asexual.
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't have that rapport with men. Like, any guy that I met, we just kind of immediately were like high-fiving, you know? We didn't have those pheromones or whatever you call it, you know? Because seeing me like that, that's the one for me. And I wasn't feeling that vibe either. I mean, I have a lot of male friends, and I have two older brothers, so I've always been very comfortable around dudes. Like,
yeah.
I talk to them very easily. So we always just had a very chill bro vibe as soon as I would meet guys. And then I would be like, I don't understand why no guy is asking me out on a date.
Oh, so there was actual legitimate confusion. Did you find yourself, so you just
singing alone to yourself in your room? Like,
yeah, I'm like, I don't want a boyfriend.
But you didn't feel sexually attracted to women either?
I was infatuated with certain girls at different points in my life, not knowing why.
Okay.
One of my first stand-up jokes was my mom would, I would get very intense about friends, and my mom would, it would just confuse her so much. She'd be like, I don't understand why you get so upset when your friend Michelle goes out on a date with a guy. And I was like, because she's my best friend.
Shut up, Mom.
Mom, you don't understand. And she'd be like, okay, but it's normal. She's going on a date. And I would be like devastated.
Aww.
So I thought I was just like, our friendship's so strong. I don't want anything to come between it.
I didn't know. You're just a person who took friendship sacredly.
So seriously. Yes. Yeah.
I was the person like signed my friendship pact. We'll never not be friends, right?
But there are heterosexual women like that though, yeah. Because I know I had to like unfriend, but not in a digital sense, a woman, because I was like, I don't feel the same way. You know, I like you, but this is too much and we gotta break up.
I've had some platonic friendships like that where you're like, oh, you are too intense for me. Yeah, no, thank you. But I was that person in high school, junior high. I bawled when this one girl on my basketball team moved away. I'm like, oh. My mom was like, a teammate. I'm like,
yeah, she's more than that. She's such a beautiful person.
I never had like, I was never like secretly kissing or holding hands. There was no, it was very innocent.
Were you, yeah. Did you masturbate when you were in high school?
No, I'm telling you, I was like just out of the loop. I didn't even know.
Just living your life.
Touch it. I could barely see it. How could I touch it?
In high school, I didn't do this until, I was like 25, 26, but I think it was after I watched an episode of Sex and the City where they're like, you've never looked at your ... And I was like, wait, should I look at it? And
then Charlotte mirror episode.
Yeah. Did you ever look at your vagina in a mirror?
That reminds me of the Fried Green Tomatoes movie. That's my reference.
That movie.
Kathy Bates playing that old woman trying to get that mirror down there.
Yeah.
That scene. I was Kathy Bates.
And her husband, Ed.
Yeah.
In the parking lot of the grocery store, rear end. Yeah. Oh my God, that's such a good.
That was me. No, I never tried to get a mirror down there. It was, I'm not very flexible. And I wouldn't have known what to look for.
Did you have a heads up on puberty? Like what would happen to your body?
My mom would try to have like little talks like, well, you know, you're almost that age where your period's coming. And I'm like, oh, mom, don't say that. So she would try, but I was very like, I was a tomboy. So I'd be like, oh, you know, when it finally came, I was like, Mom, I need a pad. that's what she wore. And I didn't know.
I didn't even start using tampons until like 4 years ago, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I remember that in the hotel room. Yeah.
Because my mom didn't use it. You just do what your mom did. So you're like, exactly. Giant pad.
I remember being at a girl's birthday party, and it was like we were playing in the backyard in her sprinkler. And I think we were like 10. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls was like 11 or 12 and her like bathing suit accidentally came down because we were all like running and playing tag, whatever the fuck. And she had pubes and I'd never seen pubes. Dang. And I was like, no, I was heartbroken.
Oh,
I was
you didn't pubes. Have them or you wanted them?
No, I didn't have them and I didn't want them. I'm like, what the fuck is that wig on your pussy? Like, what?
There is something it's that's scary. Like heartbreaking about
pubes
like,
are heartbreaking
about like seeing like it's not aging as I'm getting older. It's like the maturing and like that exiting childhood that kind of like it broke my own heart too. And I'm obsessed with childhood or anything.
Yeah.
Like I just I'm like ugh, this is looks like a whole predicament.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You reach an age where you realize, oh, I'm gonna have to start taking care of more things.
Yeah, yeah, maintenance. Yeah, be responsible.
Yeah. I gotta deal with this once a month. I gotta freaking shave this, cut this. You're like, I just want to, you know. The boys were just like, they don't even have to wear
existed.
A shirt if they don't want to.
They just woke up.
They don't even have to sit down when they pee. You're just like, why do we have all the work?
Yeah, they don't even have to be nice. Honestly, they don't have to do anything.
No, and they get applauded for doing just the most basic of things.
The bare minimum.
It's something, man.
Girl,
it's
I know. I have two brothers, so.
Did they get raised? I mean, every sibling gets raised differently, even if you're like twins, but because I read a lot of books about parenting, just because I did not get what I needed as a child. But did you notice, like in my family, I had an older brother. And he was allowed to do things. And then when I reached that same age, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this too. And my dad was like, nope. And I would go, is this because I'm a girl? And he was like, that's exactly right. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I was so mad. Did you notice that you were raised differently than your brothers?
Well, we have, my oldest brother is like 6.5 years older than me. So they tried to be like the good parents for him, like rules. And they bought him lots of new clothes, and he, everything was tried. They tried to be very structured. And then by the time I got to be what his age was then, my parents were divorced. So it was like the wild, wild west. They were just like,
whatever you want.
Yeah, make some cereal. I don't know.
Yeah, the younger you are, the less they care. The more they're phoning it in. They're like, we've done this before. Yeah. It's not as exciting.
Was so the divorce hard, traumatizing for you, or like?
I was 12, so it was more of just like, it was just more dramatic than anything, where you're just like, oh, like this, why is life more difficult now?
Yeah. And 12, that age. Oh, yeah.
And so I sort of became like the caretaker and the responsible one, I think, because of it. But like my middle brother, he just went buck wild. He would like it. He went on a tear of like partying and doing whatever he wanted to, because he was like rebelling because of it. Yeah. But I kind of, I think at 12, you're just kind of like, I just want to make everyone happy.
Yeah. Depending on your personality. But yeah. And then that, did that produce coping mechanisms or ways of relating to people romantically or platonically that were troubling for you in your personal life? Because I feel like when you're when you grow up too fast as a kid, that that'll find its way into your adulthood in ways that you don't expect.
Right. I think for me, it made me too willing to accept the bare minimum from people. Yeah. And I found myself in a number of relationships where I was just like excusing bad behavior, or I was trying to fix people, or, you know, trying to solve their things, but putting my needs, you know, behind, or being willing to accept that, you know, they don't want to commit, or that, you'll do for now. I always kind of felt like people were sort of approaching me like that. Yeah. And I was just allowing that be the case, because I came from that damage, and so I had to really look at that and I had to finally get to the point where I knew I deserved better than that, but that took a lot of work.
It's a lifelong thing, and once you realize it, you're like, okay, now I have to act on it. That takes another year. And then you have to, I don't know if you went through this, but like, cause I tweeted the other day, I was like, I think my type is a guy who misses someone else. Everyone I've dated, it's always after they got dumped by somebody that they really loved. And I come in and I'm like, it's okay, you can cry. And then they just, and then they, put
then you, them then in you shape make and, them better.
Yeah. And then they break up with me and then they go off. But that, like,
I was dating a lot of people that were like, I don't want anything serious. Let's just have
fun. So you like casual partners. Like,
you don't want anything serious with me. That's exactly really the end of that. But you don't want to hear that or note it. You don't even want to. I pushed that out so hard.
And it took me a while to realize that. And I saw that, you know, a lot where they would be like, it wasn't you. And I was like, yeah, but it was. That's okay.
Yeah.
And, but I got lucky in that. Well, I had a number of those, you know, just relationships that just were not right and weren't, I don't even know. And they weren't even real full-fledged relationships, a lot of them. A lot of them was like dating for 3 or 4 months.
I'll be comfortable with whatever you want us to be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
But I did the work. I did therapy for like 3 years, just really focusing on that, and still dated a few of those during that time. And then, but finally when it clicked, the last one, the last bad one ended, and where I was just like, I don't want to do this. Like, I just want to be happy.
Yeah.
And I would rather be alone than keep dating people that, you know, were
exhausting you.
It's exhausting. And where you just feel like you're not good enough. And then I just like sort of resided to like, I'm just going to not look for anybody. And then I, of course, met my now partner.
Yeah, you guys have such a beautiful relationship. 5.5 years.
Thanks so much for listening to that clip of Guys We Fought, the Anti-Slut-Shaming Podcast. If you want to hear more, we are on Luminary. You're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month and hear other exclusive content from people like Lena Dunham, Russell Brand, Michael Rapaport,
Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, everyone.
Yes, enjoy.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.